So in this morning's story with the children, how many people had heard that whole story start to finish already? How many people had never heard it before? Okay. And I asked you to pay attention. There are some glaring gaps in this story. Did you notice them? There are some glaring gaps. There's some empty spaces in the story. First of all, my question is, what was it that the Grinch heard or experienced that changed his heart? It doesn't say. It says nobody really knows what made his heart grow three sizes that day. I want to know. Don't you want to know? He's sitting there. I mean, think about it. He's sitting there on that hilltop. He's listening to some sounds of music. It's not what he's expecting to hear. And then something happens, and his heart changes. That's a pretty big gap. That's a pretty big dot, 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 don't you think? And what about the time gap? Did you notice the time gap? It says he was there at the crack of dawn. Wintertime, winter solstice, that's what, like 5 a.m., right? And he hears the music, and he sits there puzzling for 3 hours. That brings us to, what, 8-ish, maybe 9? And then all of a sudden, 3 sentences later, he's carving the roast beef at dinner time. What happened to those 10 hours? Inquiring minds want to know. Didn't you wonder about that? Like the whole buildup, there's so much buildup of everything he's doing, and then we don't know really what happened or what happened during the whole day, but all of a sudden it's Christmas dinner, the end. Doesn't this bother anybody else? This keeps me up at nights. This keeps me up at nights. So I did a little research. I looked back into Grinch history. I looked back into Dr. Seuss. And you know what I found out? There is a missing piece. There's a missing piece. Never before published. Did you know that? Yeah. And it just so happens they have a copy of it at the Graduate Theological Union where I went to seminary. They did. I know, right? Who would have thought? They have it in their archives because it's not published, right? It's only the original. It's only the original. And because I'm an alum and I had to pay a hefty fee and swear in blood I would be careful with it, they let me bring it to share it with you. Would you like to see it? Yeah. All right, hold on. It is. This is it. It's an ancient scroll. You have to be very, very careful with it. Very careful with it. Oh. Now, fortunately, when I was studying, getting my degree in biblical history, I had a couple of semesters of ancient Grinch. So I was able to. I may be able to translate it for you. Hopefully, keeping the original tone of the original. It's called the lost Gospel of the Grinch. And it may answer some of these questions. Yeah. Let's return to that hilltop where the Grinch was that day. On the edge of the cliff, stolen goods in his sleigh, cackling, anticipating other people's tears, trying to extinguish all his hopes and his fears. Now, the Grinch was really in a terrible state, consumed by resentment, his heart filled with hate. He'd done his best to end his misery by making everyone else as unhappy as he. But his plan didn't work. He'd been totally surprised when the Whos didn't fill the Christmas air with their cries. See, the Grinch had been humbled. The Grinch was a wreck. The Grinch hit rock bottom. He was up to his neck. And he started to wonder what his life was about. Could he ever be happy? He was filled with self-doubt. See, resentment is like taking your sweet revenge by drinking poison and waiting for someone else to die. A grudge is like holding a hot coal or two. The tighter you hold on, the more it burns you. When isolated, scheming, lying, stealing, and attacking, and he still wasn't happy, his denial was cracking. See, the Grinch hit rock bottom at the edge of that cliff. He'd run out of options. Something had to give. For all these sins, brothers and sisters, I swear, the Grinch wasn't going to hell. He was already there. Here's the miracle, my friends. Let's all take a look. It's all spelled out here in Mark's marvelous book. All the people that were coming to John for baptism were just where the Grinch was, in a self-made prison. They'd heard John's call in their isolated wilderness. That's the miracle, my friends. The courage to confess. The Holy Spirit spoke to them, and in it they heard, on their own icy cliffs, the gospel, the word. The Lord gave them courage in the form of a promise. Repent, be forgiven. They came down in mass. The Grinch heard that same promise as he listened to carols. He could finally hear it once he was over a barrel. God loved him so much that for 53 years, he'd been trying to love him and comfort his fears. But in his anger and hate, the Grinch could never see that the Whos were really God's opportunity. At first, the Grinch was just too proud, wrapped up in sin. But humbled by his own failures, he finally let the Spirit in. What changed the Grinch's heart, what floated through the air, was Little Town of Bethlehem, a timely prayer. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. How silently, the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him, still the dear Christ enters in. The Grinch, he heard the promise that gave him hope anew, and the Lord gave him the courage to do what he had to do. His heart, it grew 3 times that day, and courage comes from heart. And man, oh man, he needed it. This was the hardest part. The big gap in the story was the Grinch's biggest test. He had to take all that stuff back, be honest, and confess. All night he worked to rob houses, filling up his sleigh, making good on what he'd done would take all Christmas day. It must have been a painful scene to interrupt their song. Red-handed with all their stuff, they knew that he'd done wrong. He couldn't lie about it, an option he might have loved, but a child witnessed the truth, it says. Her voice was like a dove. See, the truth was there waiting for him. The dove, the Holy Spirit, was near. As the Grinch sucked up all his guts and finally faced his fear, he felt faith in the promise that God would see him through if he confessed what he had done and made his life anew. He went back to those families, and he apologized, put back all the things he took under watchful eyes. This was no small feat, my friends, as many of us know, to right a wrong that we have done, to let resentment go. But God was with the Grinch that day. The promise was fulfilled. The Grinch, he was forgiven, and his new love filled the world. Amen.